What is the disposition of your heart? That's a question for us today. What is my disposition of heart? Is it a disposition of peace? What Jesus offers us today, right, is his peace, which allows for us to choose a disposition of heart every day. What happens when somebody pulls out in front of you when you're driving, when the person cuts in line at the grocery store, when your child misbehaves, when your spouse doesn't appear to listen? What is your disposition of heart? Do you respond in anger, right, in distress, in fear, in worry, in a loss of control, or do you respond with a disposition of peace? Why does this matter, that we have this disposition of peace in our heart? It matters for the same reason as we heard today in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Without that disposition of heart, the gospel is not attractive. It becomes this fight, right? This me versus the world, one will versus another will, instead of a wonderful message of peace. And so why can Paul get, you know, stoned to death, nearly stoned to death, get kicked out of this city, and then return again? Because he had a disposition of peace. He knew that he was not alone, that the person who gave him that peace was Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, and that the Holy Spirit had never left him. He could experience and receive that peace every single day, so that he could go out and do those hard things with a disposition of peace instead of fear and worry and anger. And so today we simply ask Jesus, Jesus, give me a heart that's disposed to peace.